At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabe Morenzi. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. Sports Grid Radio and Television Networks. Shout out to everybody on whatever device or network you were tuning in on. It's Masters Week, and it's our Masters preview show. That's why I've got my golf shirt on. I'm ready to hit the links. Dubsy's going to step up and in a little bit later on. A Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. What's in Cam's bag? We'll find out what's in Cam's bag as the countdown to the Masters is on. Tiger Woods is dominating the news cycle of this Masters, and rightfully so, understandably so. He moves the needle. Cam, you see his practice rounds get more spectators and patrons than others do during tournament play. Like, there's more people watching this guy taking a leak in the bush than there is like watching Spieth warm up right now. Yeah, I was thinking about this though, Cam. This helps the other golfers a little bit, doesn't it? I don't think it helps the guys that are in his group unless they're used to it. Because I think some of these guys get freaked out and they get intimidated and stuff. I think that's the one advantage. They're not used to so many people and cameras being around, even though there's always cameras around. But you know what I'm saying, Cam? No one's talking about Rom now. No one's talking about Justin Thomas. It's all Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. No one's poking these other guys with questions. How come you don't win more?
Yep, it's an excellent point you bring up, Morenzi. And I think the one guy that it's really going to help is Brooks Koepka. He already hates DeChambeau and talking to people and stuff anyway, and now he doesn't have to deal with anything. He's right at the bottom of the radar. You said it. Thomas doesn't have to hear the questions about, you know, you should have won a Masters by now. All these guys at the top. It's a great point by you. Tiger Woods is dealing with everything. By the way, the par three contest ended. It wasn't official. Two Canadians tying for the lead, Mackenzie Hughes and Mike Weir. That's interesting. Because we like another Canadian who we talked about on the show, Corey Connors. It's just, I think it's going to be a great Masters, Morenzi, and let Tiger Woods take all the limelight. Because I'll tell you, these other guys, they don't want to deal with it. You think Rory wants to hear, hey, what about your career Grand Slam and everything else? This is the best thing for the best golfers in the world. They can focus on their game, and they don't have to sit up the media and just get blasted with questions.
Well, I'm a fan of the band Kiss. Gene Simmons might be a jerk, but I don't know. Maybe he thinks I'm a jerk, too. But I like to keep it simple, stupid. I like to keep it simple. And it's the same theory. Remember when we talked about Sergio Garcia had made the cut. He's made the cut in 17 straight years or whatnot. And what was that, the TPC?
Players.
I think it was a TPC, And now, so Tiger Woods, guys, he's played in the Masters 23 times. Made the cut in 22 of them. The only time he didn't make the cut, he was an amateur in 1996, and he was so mad about that, he won the next year. So he didn't make the cut. I think it was raining in 96, too. It wasn't good weather. So I'm keeping it simple. I'm just playing Tiger Woods to make the cut, and the numbers actually come back our way. Last night, to make the cut, he was minus 112. Now he's plus 108 at FanDuel. And I'm not overthinking it. I don't think he's going to win. I think he can start off strong, and it'll catch up to him as the weekend goes along. But at the same point in time, I give him as much of a chance, actually, as some of these other guys because he is Tiger Woods. I do believe he's a five-time winner here. These guys, look, you just talked about Mike Weir playing well today. These guys that play well here, Cam, they can play a blindfolded group. They know the course inside out. Tiger's a threat, but I'm going to keep it simple. He's going to make the cut at plus money.
I think so, too.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates, Tiger. It's Tiger time. Did you hear? Tiger Woods is back. Tiger Woods is back. And we're just talking about Tiger Woods has played in 23 Masters before. He's made the cut in 22 of them. Last time he made the cut was in 1996. He was an amateur. Then it's a little bit different scenario right now, but I do believe that Tiger Woods can successfully play this course while intoxicated. And I'm not just saying that.
No,
like,
I
really believe that he could play it well, like if he was drunk and he'd still, he'd miss some putts
drunk
and
blindfolded,
stuff, but,
he'd beat us. And that's just fact. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like, unless you're like a pretty good golfer, like he'll crush you. Like he knows every blade of grass here, every piece of pine straw, everything. And you're right. Here's the thing about Tiger Woods too. Volatile markets. Gabe, this is it. Let's remember something. He's getting older and stuff like that. Every year time passes. Who's got six jackets? The Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus. Tiger's got five, one behind his idol, the Golden Bear. So getting that number six and tying Jack is his basically, that's his life accomplishment. That's what he wants to do before end things. He'll keep on playing at the Masters and like maybe he pulls a Jack one day. So, yeah, no, this is his home, baby, and he's ready to go. And this, and if you like Tiger Woods, he has an opening round, even or better, those odds are going to shoot down. So if you like him, bet him now, because I'll tell you something. If he plays well early, Morenci, those lines are going to go from 50 to 1 way down.
FanDuel's got an odds boost for Tiger Woods to shoot no bogeys or worse for his first three holes of the first round. No bogeys or worse for the first three holes of round one of the Masters. Was minus 150, now plus 100.
I think he'll actually come out well. He'll play it smart. Just put one out there.
Yeah, he'll
try
play
to get
par.
A par. Move on.
He'll play par
golf for a while. Here's what Tiger Woods is going to do. It's not a hard concept if you follow golf. He doesn't have all the distance. He's going to play and try to hit putts. And one thing he knows how to do is putt. He's not going to do anything crazy and stupid like DeChambeau. And if he can nail a couple putts, attack the par fives. Remember, Gabe, you don't need Woods. Mike Weir won the Masters. Zach Johnson won the Masters. Small ball hitters. You can get it done with a wedge and a good putter.
And I've said it before, but I'll stress it again, guys. As I've stated, if you play well here, you play well here. Look, Mike Weir just played well here. Why do you think Freddie Couples always plays well in the first round here? Always. Same thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions. I'm Rexy. Let's do this thing. All right, it's Masters week, and we talked about the Tiger Woods odds boost. Tiger Woods to shoot no bogeys or worse for his first three rounds of round one of the Masters. Was minus 150, now plus 100 at the FanDuel. We'll get back to the golf talk a little bit later on. Dubsy will join us. We'll have a full hour breakdown of the Masters. We've got best bets. We've got props, tournament specials, holes in one. Will there be a hole in one and everything else in between? We're less than 24 hours away from the start of the Major League Baseball season, although expect rain delays and cancellations. Tomorrow. Yeah. One thing that's not canceled, Paul Bovey, who steps up and break it down with us. Less than a week away from the NBA play-in. What's going on, Paul?
That's right. And I'm going to be playing the Masters this weekend, actually. I'm going to stick my toe in the water, and I'm going to play a few props on Scottie Scheffler. Three wins in his last five starts. Also Cameron Smith.
Yes.
Three top 10 finishes in his last four. So I'm going to play around with the Masters, have a little fun with it.
Bovey comes prepared for the Masters, huh? Scottie Scheffler. Yeah. I said like last month, Scottie Scheffler never wins, and then he had to stop winning six.
Now he's won three times. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I motivated him.
Yeah, you sure? Yeah, he's motivated.
And you know what? I've been betting on him. I said, you know what? Yeah. I've been betting on him now. I was like, you know what? Sorry, might as well bet on him. I won the other week at 15-1 when he won, actually. It was pretty cool. I bet it in game though. I didn't bet it before the tournament. So I like where you're going at. We've been talking a lot about Cam Smith on this show, Cam, Ed Paul, the Australian. He's been playing good golf,
yes.
Cam, in the past year. It was 6 months. We've been talking about him leading into this Masters. I'd like a little bit more value with both of them though.
The thing, yeah, and I'll say quickly before I know Paul wants to talk NBA, Scheffler's a guy, I think he has a great high ball flight, which is very key at Augusta. The weather's going to be interesting, though, so if it's windy, that could be interesting. He's going to have to low flight his ball. As for Cam Smith, you always want to have great putters. Right now, he's the best putter on tour. And I talked to a lot of the guys, Paul, my buddies who play on the mini tours. I talked to them on the phone last night, and they said Cam Smith is their pick to win at Augusta. So you might be onto something there.
Oh, your buddy on a mini putt tour.
Yeah. You play a like small circuit.
Yeah. Some putting, who's putting the ball the best? What do you think? What do you like about their putting game?
Oh, he had a great, he's got a great short game, this guy. Like he nails it from everywhere. I wish he could hit it longer. That's the only problem.
What about Dustin? What about Dustin? You think he's got a shot? The wet weather?
I don't like Dustin Johnson out of the chalk. I know we're going to get to the picks. Gabe, I don't know who you have as your top guy. I'm not sure who you're going with, but for me, I settled on Brooks Koepka. He's my one guy at the odds that he has compared to the other guys. I'm flying with him, and then every other guy over that's 35-1 at a bubble ball. I'm not betting everybody on the board.
One thing about Brooks Koepka, and this is a nice prop, guys, but he's plus money. It's plus 110. This is unbelievable. This guy has 12 top 10s in his last 16 major tournaments.
Yes, he does.
12 top 10s in 16 major tournaments. Incredible level of consistency, and you're getting plus money there, Paul.
All right. So what about Henley? He's got a good
arm. Russell Henley is a long shot.
Russell Henley is actually a great dark horse. He's also a Georgia Bulldog, knows the course very well. I saw some guys I respect like him, Gabe and Paul. They put him in the six-pack. I like Henley for a top 20. I'm not sure if he can close the door, but I love Russell Henley. And it's been a great year for Georgia Bulldogs since the national championship. A lot of them have been really doing well. So, yeah, I like Henley.
I took Adam Scott instead of Henley just because you can't bet on everybody, but that's the guy I like.
That's a great pick. Remember, great pick. And the thing about the Masters in comparison is, it doesn't. Guys who've played here and played well, you said it, Gabe, off the top. They usually do well. Adam Scott, one of the best ball strikers. Putting Henley will be Henley. Great short game. That's the thing. You want guys who spray it all over the place. That's why DeChambeau.
Corey Connors, Henley, Scott, all in that same category of 50-1. I agree. All legitimately can win this thing, I think.
Couldn't agree more. I love Connors. Love that pick, Gabe.
I've got Xander Schauffele. That's my guy.
It was just between – I had Smith, Koepka, and Schauffele. I'm like, Schauffele's let me down 24 so many times. 24-1. So I went with
that. Good, they could have won last year. He put it in a drink at 16 last time.
16. Here's the thing about Schauffele. He is the best. Like, he's top five player, in my opinion, in the world. He makes one mistake all the time. If he could just find a way to get out of that negative place when he's in contention, almost like his caddy says, don't look at the leaderboard, dude. Just focus on what you're doing. Now you're in contention. Every time he seems to get there, Gabe, oh, my God, he gets excited. Little spray off the tee, put dunks one in the water. Can't be doing that stuff. Got to stay focused for 18 and 72 holes.
Could Dustin actually miss the cut? Speaking of Dustin Johnson, he missed the cut here before.
Dustin to miss the cut? I have a bet, actually, on FanDuel. We'll go through all of our bets. Tiger Woods to make the cut and DeChambeau to miss the cut almost at 4-1, Gabe, in my prop special section. How's that sound?
Oh, you parlayed them together.
Yeah. It's a bet on FanDuel. Tiger to make the cut.
It's a combo.
I looked at that and I had to click. Yes.
Well, you'll like some of my parlays, Bovey. I've got a parlay under 76.5 Cleveland Guardians, under 3.5 quarterbacks taken NFL draft round one.
Mix and match. That's
I like them both, and I figured why not combine them into a nice plus 450. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. Like plus.
Why am I not shocked?
I've got quite the portfolio. It's like your real estate. Yes. It's like your real estate portfolio. Very impressive. True. My future portfolio. Not quite there. Your properties are in Malibu. My property is in Gary, Indiana. Yeah.
Mine's in Wheeling, West Virginia.
We got to start somewhere though. Start a little plot of land.
I'm done with California, guys. That's it. No more.
The Brady bunch ran you out of town. They ran you out of the state.
That Jan Brady, she was a real tyrant. Don't want to meet her in a court of law. Shake you down.
So, but it. Tiger Woods, just quickly, we'll get to the basketball. But as far as Tiger Woods is concerned, and I'm not Tiger's biggest cheerleader. I've taken my fair pot shots at him. And I think it's going to be over the top, the hero's welcome that he's going to get in all this for, for he's the one. It's his fault he keeps on crashing cars. But he would not be playing unless he thought he could win.
I agree with that.
He's not the type of guy. He's not going to say, well, I need the fame or I'm bored or I want the attention. He doesn't like attention. He doesn't even like talking to the media. You brought it up earlier. He's thinking, I've got to win another one here for Jack. I got to get there. And I'm healthy enough to play right now, so let's go now. I've got a couple of cracks at this thing. You can't win this thing forever. It wouldn't surprise me if he shocked the world and he won this thing at 52 or something. It depends on where his head is at, but I think he's playing people a little bit more. I think he's like Jordan. This guy, he's not. I think he's healthier than he's letting on. His game, I bet you,
agree with that.
Way more than anyone ever knows. And you're gonna find out after. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I was working out with him 3 weeks ago, and his swing, and like, he's playing everybody. Like, and I'm telling you, these other guys might be younger and better than he is, quote unquote, better now. They don't have the killer instinct he does, bro. If he's lurking around and there's suddenly 200,000 people following them on the course, guys are going to start choking. They'll start choking.
Yeah, we talked about that. I agree with you. And I watch golf every week, and I could have told people this. You were listening to our show. We both talked about it. He was playing the media. Like, you know, his interviews with Jim Nantz, I could have told you right there. He's playing the Masters. Like, I would, like, if it was available to bet that, like, that second, I would have taken it. I will say this, though. Playing four rounds.
Well, he didn't want the media. He didn't want to tell people last week and have the whole build. Yeah. Plus, he likes the drama.
Exactly.
Right? He wanted the last second little drama. But this way, people don't talk to him as much about, oh, you're in the Masters. Sort of like Brady retiring. Brady retired over a weekend. And Brady came back over a weekend.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to talk about it. He's just sort of, I'm going to do it. I'm going to, you know, some of these guys, the real great ones know how to use the news cycle. And Tiger did this marvelously. Keep the pressure off him, too. All right, we'll get some basketball on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Morency. Got a bunch of TVs on and different networks and stuff, and I swear to God, it's starting to get pretty comical, if not kind of pathetic. I'm watching people talk about UFC that I know personally that like 15 years ago said that was like, so it's not a real sport.
Exactly.
No, it's like they're and other people talking about odds. I'm not going to name names and stuff, but tonight's the odds for the hockey game tonight. It's like, it's like, you used to like say we were just degenerate losers, and now you're
remember those conversations.
What's your six pack pick tonight, Mike?
Yeah, 20 years ago when we were doing this stuff, when we're like, we're a bunch of idiots.
It's funny.
Oh, yeah. Betting, bad.
But it's funny watching the wave right now of just like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. All right, Paul. So let's get on to the hardwood here. Let's get into the NBA. Unfortunately, the best team in the league, the best franchise in the association. Not in action tonight. Raptors play tomorrow. But we do have some other games on the board here tonight, including a smoking hot ATS team in the Detroit Pistons getting 9 against the Mavericks. I've been talking a lot of futures recently. I think the Mavericks are alive, actually, in the West. No one talks about them. Everyone talks about Phoenix that people talk about Memphis and Golden State, but I think Dallas, I think this is the best Dallas team that they've had since Luke has been there coming into the playoffs. They actually play defense. They're laying 9 against the Pistons tonight, 218.5. Brooklyn, -6 against the Knicks, total 229.5. Atlanta played last night in the 6 against Toronto. Now they're at home against Washington tonight, laying 11, over under 235. Boston Celtics lay a 6 spot on the road here in the Windy City, total 225. What are you looking at, Mr. Bovey, tonight on the hardwood?
All right. I actually like the Mavs tonight. two back against Washington. They laid an egg. They got blown out. But I think they really want this third seed. It would make a lot of sense that they take a leap and overtake Golden State, because then you avoid Phoenix in the first round. And I think that's something they would be motivated to do. So even though Detroit's been playing well, they've been a spread covering machine. They have a few guys out, Grant's out. I think the Mavericks are going to get serious here and blow them out. Do I like laying 9 points on the road? No, I do not. But I do think they'll get the cover. In other words, if I have to make a play in the game, that's going to be it. And by the way, the Mavericks, 17-7 since the Porzingis trade. They've been a very successful franchise since then. The defense has stepped up. So right now, Mark Cuban looks brilliant for shipping off the Latvian over to Washington. And he's thriving over there. He's doing quite well.
Well, you could give him credit for, let's not say he looks brilliant. He should have done it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It was clear it wasn't working. And let's give credit to Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie's just been a perfect fit. And Jason Kidd, who people sort of rolled their eyes about with the hire. And Kidd has these guys playing defense right now. The last four Maverick games have gone over the number. The Detroit Pistons aren't exactly known for their defense either. What do you think about the total of this game, Paul? In fact, it feels a little light to me.
Well, I would have to go over, because how much motivation is Detroit going to have to play defense here? Not much. They're just interested in going up and down the court.
Putting
and
their numbers up, on. Padding their stats.
Yeah, padding stats. So I figure this is going to be a high-scoring game, and it'll be something in the area of 124 to 110, and the Mavericks coast to a 14-point win.
I like the over in this game. I like the over, and I know, Cam, you're not going to be able to no, it's not your DNA.
I love Paul.
You're
I love gonna, Paul.
You're not
going to
be betting
scores,
against.
Picks.
Yeah.
I love his enthusiasm for the Masters, but I can't lay 9 points against the Pistons right now.
I don't know.
But yeah, it's a tough
the
game.
The Pistons
game.
Are
right
and two ATS in their last 10.
I know they've been great, but they're probably going to lose this game. I don't know how much they're going to lose by. I don't want to lay the points. You're right. I think we're going to have points in this game. Not a lot of defense, and you can't even put the Mavericks in a money line parlay. I guess you could, but you have to have it has to be a three banger. It can't be two. I tried to put one together with a hockey game. It's a $1.62. I need better than that.
I don't want to get off topic here. I'm about to flip this table.
180.
I'm about to flip this table.
What's this, Paul?
I said degenerate weasels only need to get 180 out of a three-team parlay. That's the rule. So you can do it, Cam. Combine a 162 with a 390. You'll find a way. You'll find a way to get what you need. Anyway, take the Mavericks on them. They're not going to lose this game. There's too much at stake for the Mavericks if they lose this game. They do not want to fall down to the four and play Phoenix. They're 0-3 against Phoenix this year. And the potential matchup, if they make the three, is very favorable. Golden State is going to want to keep the three, by the way, because they're 3-1 against Denver this year. So they'll be motivated tomorrow night when they play the Sad Sack Lakers at home. So look for Golden State to roll tomorrow night.
And, of course, the Lakers were eliminated last
yep.
night. Now, I just tried to place a play, and I was told, like, basically, I had a little geo-block situation going on, considering, but I'm 3,000 miles away from where they say. So it's like, oh, suck.
Yes.
Like, I'm 3,000 miles away. What do you want from me here? Like, this constant... The constant location, blocker,
yep.
reset, unload, lockout, load in. Like it's
yep.
a constant battle that I've been going through in the last hour here.
Me too.
All right. So what else are you looking at here, Paul, besides the Dallas Mavericks?
All right. So the Knicks. I think the Knicks would be motivated here to play well. They are 3-0 to the negative side against the Nets this year. And, of course, they can damage the Nets' playoff positioning with a win tonight. But, of course, Randle will be out. And he had stepped up in the previous three games. He was a scorer. So, Barrett, in the last three games that Randle has been out, 30-30-18. And in the 18-point game against the Heat, he had a poor shooting performance, 2-10 from beyond the arc, 5-17 overall. So I'm going to go Barrett over the 24.5, and I'm going to lay off the game itself. And then we'll go to Atlanta, and I'm going to go to Clint Capella. I think you're getting plus money on the 12.5 rebounds over, and I'd like him to grab 14-15 boards here against KP. And Atlanta's going to be motivated here. They want to keep a home court seeding in terms of playoff positioning because they're 24-16 or 26-14 at home. And I think it's important to them. So I think Atlanta will be motivated to win the game. So Cam, you could throw the Hawks in with your parlay and combine it with the Mavericks and get some juice out of it, perhaps.
I was impressed with the Hawks last night, actually, even though they lost Paul in Toronto. They're playing a lot better than they were earlier in the year. And even in the past couple of weeks, a lot of their run was just kind of Trae Young going off for 43 and 38 and 47 every night. But collectively, they're tightening things up. They've been very good at home. I think they're 16-3 off the top of my head in their last 19 home games in that ballpark. They're very good at home. Like, once again, it won't be an easy out. Like, if they get into this play-in thing, it seems to me like Atlanta and Brooklyn would be on the collision course there. But Speaking of starting lineups tonight, Mavericks start Doncic, Brunson, Finney-Smith, Bullock, and Powell this evening. Mitchell Robinson out. Mitchell Robinson out. Alex Caruso out. Zach LaVine will play. Tybull is it's tomorrow. They're already listing Tybull tomorrow, so we're up to date.
Trust me, I'm going nuts too.
Matisse Tybull. Yeah. So they got Matisse Tybull mixed in with Quentin Grimes out Wednesday. Sterling Brown, personal out. Royce O'Neal out tonight. James Johnson, illness out. Norman Powell returns. Jay Crowder out. Chris Paul out. DeAndre Ayton out. Devin Booker out. Donovan Mitchell out. Mike Conley out. So basically, it's a rollover night tonight for the Phoenix Suns against the Clippers. And Utah figure, well, they're playing Oklahoma City, so it doesn't matter. They're still 15.5 point favorites. What do you think about these injury train wreck games, Paul?
What was that game?
Train wreck games.
Yeah, well, look, Oklahoma, I got to give them credit last night. I left the bar. They were down by like 15 points, and they turn around and win the game. They're still playing hard, so I think Utah, after that game last night, which was a tough one, overtime, win over Memphis, that's a tall order to ask them to cover 15.5 points. I just don't see the incentive there to roll up a 20-plus point win. So I would have to grab the points with OKC.
Donovan Mitchell, rest. Mike Conley, knee. And they're still laying all these points. That's a real train wreck of a game right there, though. Wow.
Yeah. OKC, all right. OKC is not accurate. They are not prolific in terms of accuracy, but they run the court and they play hard. So that's why they were faltering last night early on. They just couldn't hit a shot. But the effort was definitely there, and you'll see the effort tonight.
Oklahoma City are also 9-1 against the spread now in their last 10 or 10-1 in their last 11 somehow.
Gotta bet them.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Game Time Decisions. I'm the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, along with Gabe Morency. We're going to have Dubsy, Dave. We got everybody coming on the show today. We're going to break down the Masters coverage. We're going to break down the NBA, hockey, everything. Stick around right now. We got picks, best bets, and everything else in between, as you'd like to say, Gabe. It's going to be a big night tonight. I can't wait to see your golf bets because I know you sound like you got a lot up your sleeve as well. I'm very excited.
I've got some. I've got a bunch of top 10s and 20s. Listen, mm-hmm. I haven't picked a winner at the Masters since Nick Faldo won in like 1996. or seven, I think it was the year before Tigers. No, 94.
Nick Faldo. 92.
Yeah, I'm going to look up what year it was. I like to remember just for so I know. I remember where I was. It's crazy. It's one of those deals. I literally remember calling the bet in from a payphone. Like real old school. Like calling in from a payphone. Said, and Nick Faldo, why I was convinced Nick Faldo was going to win, but he did. He did. And I never forget, I lived in the same building. You can't make this up. I lived in the same building with the dudes that tried to blow the Seattle the needle up on New Year's Eve. Unbelievable. Like years later, this is like there was a payphone. It was a shady building, bro. There was a, like, it was all like, I never lived in a building that so many people died in. Like, I swear to God. It was like daily. They were wheeling people out, like old people and this and shady, whatever. So there was a payphone outside, never forget. And then, like, I don't know, man, like 3-4 years later, the whole Seattle thing, and they said, yeah, and they built the bomb in this apartment building, and they showed the building.
And
I was like, oh my God, that's the building. I was like, oh my God. And crazy. They even said, residents of the building had no idea how came they close to disaster. I guess the guy screwed up and they burnt a hole in the floor and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then they drove across country and tried to cross the border into Seattle, whatever. So it's not the type of thing you forget, right? You know, terrorist in a building, Nick Faldo wins the Masters, like all in it. It's like sort of ingrained in my head.
That's the best. Terrorism, Nick Faldo.
It's like, every time I see Nick Faldo, I get the vision.
Oh, you think of that?
I get the vision of me being on the phone and the great memory of like, man, that was a good bet. I was young, too. So I was like 25, 26 or whatever. Let me look up. What year did he win? My office. I just off the top of my head. Off the top of my head, this would have been, I'm going to say this was like 91-ish. No, 93-ish.
Where 94-ish. 86? Like, let me try the 89. Let's take a look.
Yeah, Nick Masters, Faldo.
Sir Nick Faldo. 3 times Masters Man, champion. So what year's
he's doing? A surly guy, that guy.
Well, he's pimping these new shoes called Squares. I don't know if he even believes what he's selling right now. But anyway, I don't know if he believes.
All right, so it was 1996. This had to be 1996. Yeah, it would have been 1996.
Yeah, he won the Masters 89, 90, and 96. Yeah, 3 times. Yeah. Good for him.
Oh, no. You know what? I picked Jordan Spieth once, too, like a couple of whatever years ago when Spieth won once. They're few and far between.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
No, it's okay. So it's hard.
Because I remember saying, it's my first Masters win since Nick Faldo when Spieth won. I was like, I love this guy, Spieth.
I love this guy. That's the thing.
No, I thought Spieth was like the next phenom. I bought in. I was like, this guy's the next deal.
No, what?
He didn't drink. He didn't party. He was so serious. He seemed like so into the game and stuff. But golf is a fragile sport, Cam. You can be amazing and just lose it.
Yeah.
That's what
Well, ask anybody. Ask Lee Westwood. How many sports where you go from best player in the world to 290th in the world? Best player in the world to 350th.
Baseball and golf are the two sports, Cam, that you can
You got it.
Suck suddenly.
Yep. You're damn right. I'll tell you something about Spieth, though. An interesting point, Gabe, and we'll leave this for the best. But for
we
first
can't
round,
forget leader, about him know, this week.
You know what? He's been a first round leader in this tournament 4 times, and he's still a kid. Oh he's 30-1 first round leader. I've already bet. I'm betting it just out of history. Yes. Yeah. Trust me. I've been.
Well, he's another one of these guys that can play the course. He can play the course. Like he. Yeah, and you know, you always say, "Will his putts fall?" Right. Like if his putts are falling, this guy's he can navigate his way through the course. Can he hit his putts?
Why is Jordan Spieth not the best golfer anymore? Is his putting has changed, and he has one big problem, which is it's a huge problem. He's loose off the tee. You can't be spraying it all over the place. The difference is Bryson DeChambeau is loose off the tee, but he hits it 350 yards instead of 296 yards. That's a big difference, right?
Yeah. He can just chip it back into the green.
He's usually past the trees, right? Where Jordan's like, Jordan, I'm in the trees again, man. He's
give it to Bryson. He is very good at saving himself, isn't he? Like, it's, he's so used to it. Yeah. He just sprays it. He's like, ah, whatever. I don't care. I'll get out of it. Don't worry.
No, exactly.
He
does
it. Because he hits it so far. It's like, ah, whatever. I'll just sort of chip it onto the green now. Don't worry. I got this through the trees.
The thing is, though, Gabe.
That's just, but you can't push it. Right. Phil used to do it, too. That's why he didn't win in the old days in the Masters. Remember, he brought his driver up. He didn't start winning until he left the driver in a bag at times.
He settled down. Exactly. The thing about DeChambeau, though, it doesn't work here at Augusta, Gabe. There's too many side hole lies, pine straw.
No, you're right. Too many trees.
And he that's the thing. He thought he could just play that game. He'll figure it out. As for Phil, have you heard the story? So he's not there. Apparently, there's him and DeChambeau talk. Like, he doesn't talk to anybody on tour. I was just reading all sorts of articles last night, and he's gone dark. Like, guys are trying to get a hold of him. No answering the phone. Masters is like, hey, Phil, you could still come and whatever. You've won the
Yeah, the Masters like, said that he was invited up. To play, yeah. that he was not
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to.
I said he declined the invite.
Yeah, he's done. Like, Phil's like, I don't want to see you. You think I want to talk to you guys? Like, ever since that incident, he's kind of like.
I think Phil's probably hurt. And I'm not want to make him into a victim, but I think he's probably thinking, man, you guys all put knives in my back pretty fast. Like, you know what I mean? Every one of you, like even Callaway, like even the golf ball. I'd be surprised if this tea maker didn't say, hey, yeah, we're not so serious with you. We don't want anything to do. Like Trevor Bauer's treated nicer. Like, let's be real.
Yes.
Phil didn't abuse anybody. He didn't, like, Deshaun Watson just got a $240 million deal. Phil Mickelson said what everybody knows, and he said it out loud.
Yes,
he said, yeah, I'm doing this for money. Yes. That's his biggest crime.
Well, here the craziest thing is, too, Moretzi, that nobody's even talking about this story. It's like in the golf world because they don't. All the guys that have come up to Phil and had his back and want to defend him are European Tour players. Rory, all those other guys, give Phil a chance. Like, where have the American players gone up to Phil and say, hey, you're not such a bad guy, Phil, other than DeChambeau, I guess, who he used to talk to or since he's gone dark. I find that ironic how guys that aren't even affiliated with Phil are like, forgive him. Like, you know, we all make mistakes, whereas all these other guys on tour, they seem to be doing their own thing. It's kind of
weird. As I stated, let's get to some pics here, but I just was about Phil.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of irony here. Phil Mickelson was investigated by the FBI for insider trading, and the company dropped him. He said one offhand comment about Saudi Arabia, and he pisses everyone off. He pissed them off. He pissed, like, you know what I mean?
The Sheets, everybody.
It's like, that's the thing. Like, you know, I was like, that was bad. You know what I mean? Like, if I was Phil, I'd be like, dude, you really upset these guys. And you know what? Like, you just said it, what they do. Like, you just now, you pissed them off.
Exactly.
Be real.
I just find it ironic how these guys don't, they don't even want to say apologize. Anyway, whatever. It's life.
I'm just saying, it's a little over the top. The Phil Mickelson shuns for life thing's it's a little over the top. But But like I said, I bet you he hates everyone in golf now because even the golf club makers don't want him. Like, what do they say? Oh, you can play the Masters, but then he gets a call from, hey, you better cover our club up, eh? Like, we're not associated with you. Like, man, like
that's
Phil,
right.
He's so used to this. Imagine Phil, like, all blank.
He'd be
screw KMP.
No KPMG, that's right.
He's just got
he's like nothing. You're right. No sponsors, no nothing. He's got no logos. He's got
he doesn't have any
a piece of tape on it.
He doesn't.
The best.
Can you imagine?
You'll get more. You'll
shows up.
I guarantee.
And they tell him, hey, Phil, cover up that Adidas stripe, on your shoe, buddy. Hey, you're not with us anymore.
Callaway dropped like a hot potato. Yeah, you're right. I want to actually. It's going to be interesting. We should have a bet. Which is the next company to pick Phil back up?
Tiger Woods pops a bunch of Vicodin and perks, gets drunk, wraps a car around a tree. He's a hero. Phil Mickelson
gets
one interview about Saudi Arabia, and he's done.
So we're all, hey, man, buddy.
He sees bitterness.
That's the best. DeChambeau. Phil's gone to a dark place. He's hiding. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? He's gone dark. He's not answering his phone. Like, okay.
Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to you,
Bryce. He just hates every. I think he's just done. He's like, give me a break. I'm done with people for a while.
But as Cam stated, the Augusta's not made for Bryson. I'm not buying in.
I don't think so. No, I'm not either.
I'm not buying.
I hate to say this, and I'm not going to tell anybody. If this guy wins the tournament, I just find Scheffler a guy that's had a great year. But I have a different approach to the situation as a guy that follows golf, Gabe. He played 7 rounds of golf in that WGC or in the match play where he won. Now you're heading to a gut. Like, he's in great shape, I'll admit, but that's a, like, after a while, it doesn't matter. Even guys like Tiger Woods, you get tired and are playing rounds with pressure, it'll get to you. I just think this guy's a favorite in all of his matchups. Like, I would rather have Cam Smith against him, Brooks Koepka against him, Schauffele against him. That's my opinion.
Me too. Me too.
I'm not taking Scheffler this week.
Listen, we're not discounting John Rahm, and he's just a small favorite ahead of Justin Thomas. But we should note that a favorite has not won at the Masters. The betting favorite has not won at the Masters since Tiger Woods in 2005. It's been a while. Yeah, it's been a while.
That's crazy.
It's like the Kentucky Derby. Favorite usually. It used to be automatic. The favorite would not win the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
I don't know, since Baffert started drugging everybody up, the favorites will win it more.
That's the best. You and your junkie horse.
Junkie horse.
That's my favorite. Yeah, as if the horse knew he could take his own drugs. He just goes Baffert down the street, shoot me up. That's junkie horse.
That's what happens. That's what happens, Cam. Society's so woke, even the horses are junkies now. That was Trump. It was Bob Baffert and his junkie horse.
Junkie horse. Amazing. What a line.
Like you said, poor horse. Poor horse is dead now.
I know. Man, his heart blew up.
Like, as if, like, it had nothing to do with it, too. People were, oh, natural causes. Yeah, it wasn't natural causes.
These guys.
Natural causes guys, after they spiked his heart, the horse's heart his whole life.
These vets
it's
and
not
trainers
normal
are
for
like,
horses to run that fast, as you know, Kim. Their hearts. It's like, then they push it more and more. And hey, let's give them a little baking soda, guys. Wink, wink. Like, it never ends.
Yeah. A horse, like, kind of like a human being. If you know what I mean, you could do a little bit and, like, you know, it's going to screw
you
up.
And for the record, if you don't know, baking soda is like Coke for them. Horses like baking soda. One of our drivers got suspended for it. He didn't do it to our horse. We would have won more.
As long as he didn't get hurt, I think baking soda's fine. Instead of finishing 12th every race, we could have maybe got some money.
We could have been like those owners that enjoyed the money. Said, oh, we didn't know he was drugging a horse. How the hell am I saying? It could have been true.
We're pariahs. We treated our horse better than we treated ourselves. He slept in a plush barn and got fed all the time and went for a beautiful run every day.
Meanwhile, Cam was sleeping in a park the whole time.
No barn. Me and Moretti were humanitarians. We're better than PETA. We treated our horse like gold.
We're not better than PETA. No, we're not.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get to some NBA picks here, Cam. I said, Tybull's out on Thursday. I said, that's strange. It's already listed. Right, it was weird. It was just in tonight, sort of news here of the rotations. Matisse Thybul ineligible. Said ineligible out. So basically, it was just discovered that he's unvaccinated. So he's not playing in Toronto. So now it begins. It looks like the Raptors are going to play the Sixers in the playoffs. Already, people are crying about it. Montreal Max is already. Yeah, like Tybull really mounts. Like, oh, that's the difference maker. Like, I hope Joel Embiid's on vax, but I know he is because he's been in Toronto since.
It's a good point. Yeah, he's got his shots.
It will help the Blue Jays, though. It will help the Blue Jays at certain times. There'll be a bunch of guys on the Red Sox and Yankees and Rays and stuff. All right. There's no. What do we got at 7, Cam? All the hockey's later, isn't it?
Yeah, I got to. Yeah. So what I did, basically, I'm going to do that parlay. I'm going to do Paul's parlay. I'm going to take the Pistons plus the points, but I'm going to do the Mavericks on the money line with the Hawks and the Winnipeg Jets to plus money. I'm also going to, yes, I knew you're going to laugh.
I can touch the Jets.
Anyway, Jets are going to get it done. They're going to win in reg tonight, but I'm going to parlay them with the Tampa Bay Lightning as well to good plus money. That's the game at 7:35. Jets are going to get it done tonight, Gabe. Good spot for the Jets. That's it.
Good spot.
You said it. It's not much.
No, I don't know if it's ever a good spot for the Winnipeg or New York Jets. Yeah. Or the Chiba Jets in the Japanese league. Those are the three Jet teams. Those are the three Jet teams that we know. Yeah, we looked it up. We're like, is there any other Jet teams to avoid? Actually, you know what? I think there's a rugby team in New Zealand called the Jets, too.
Are they successful?
All right, you know what? I'm going to money. New Zealand? I think they're all right.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I look forward to coaches. I'm taking the over 218 in the Mavericks and the Pistons. Over 218. Let's start off with that foundation. That's the one play. Over.